Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is Venice 76, and we're with Hato Megoyan, the director of Guest of Honor in competition here. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
My first question is, I read you were really eager to shoot this particular script. Why this story?
Because this character is very unique. I think, actually, both characters are, I don't think we've seen them before. I don't think that we've seen the decisions that they're taking and also the jobs that they're doing and the effect this has on their internal life. It's a father-daughter story, but it just takes dimensions that are... You know, we were just come back from the press conference and people were talking about guilt. And there are carrying feelings of guilt, but you're not, when you see the film, you're not quite sure what they should feel guilty for. Mm-hmm. And that's unusual, that they are confused about their own feeling of responsibility. And it's an examination of this condition in a unique sort of perspective.
Mm-hmm. The main character is played by David Tullis.
Right.
He's a food and health inspector,
yeah,
who goes to restaurants and evaluate them. He somehow brings the light into the film, right?
Yes.
He's a light character.
Yeah, yeah, because I think there's this... look, it's a very unusual job because in a way we all go to restaurants and we just assume that it's clean. It's clean, and that there are standards that are being met.
Uh-huh.
So this idea that that there are people who are playing with that, and that there's a job where someone goes in and polices that and takes it very seriously. Like, he takes his job very, very seriously, and he's almost neurotic about it. That is amusing, right? Because he has the ability to terrorize people, the owners of the restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
He has the ability to close the restaurants down, and. And he comes off as this strange sort of... he sees himself as a savior. So he has this kind of illusion about himself, which is amusing. Like, mm-hmm. like no one should take their job that seriously.
Yeah. Now, you said in the press conference that your timelines in the film were intertwined from the script.
Yes, yes.
Why did you take that decision?
Well, no, they were in the script. The script always had these different timelines.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that when you're editing, that is the final draft, right? So as you're editing, you're actually able to rewrite the film in certain ways. But it was always a story that started with a woman who is going to see a priest to talk about a father's funeral, and that there would be a eulogy, and the priest needs to know who the father was so he could mm-hmm. speak the eulogy. And that would be the narrative start-off point. And then we're going into five different sort of periods. Her childhood, what happened to her 2 years ago, what happened to her a year ago, and the present.
Mm-hmm. That brings me to another question. Which part of filmmaking do you enjoy the most? I mean, is it the shooting, is it the editing, or maybe writing?
Writing is really exciting. I do love shooting. Like, I know some directors don't, but I really...
They say it's a nightmare.
Yeah, it is a nightmare, but it's also just these moments of discovery that you get. You know, when you're watching a performance that gives you a whole new way of seeing something, and you know that you got it, that the camera was there in the right place, I think that's great. I mean, there are times where it's really... it is a nightmare if the weather is terrible or if the performance is not working or there's all sorts of logistical problems, but there is a pleasure I have on set. But I do enjoy writing I actually enjoy the whole process. The part that's most difficult sometimes is releasing the film, because even after I leave this interview, I should have said this, I should have said that, and there's no coming back. I can't call you tomorrow and say, hey, can we do it again? Maybe
yeah.
I can. Maybe if
yeah. So the promotion is really important, right?
I mean, but it's tough. It's tough to promote the film. I find it tough. Because, you know, you want people to see it and make their own opinion. And with a film like this, it sounds like it doesn't sound like my sort of film. And people enjoy the film, and it really is actually a very interesting story. But when you talk about it, it can seem like it's depressing, but it's not. It has this interesting energy, and I'm very happy about that part of the film. But it's difficult to convey it during a conversation.
Does it happen to you that during the promotion of a film that you happen to find like the topics of the film on the way?
Oh, sure, especially now. It's the premiere, so it's the first time I'm talking about it. So already over the course of this day, over these interviews, I'm beginning to understand that's the best way to describe something, because it's difficult to rehearse that before.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the issues going on in this festival? I mean, we've had some arguments about the divorce between a director and his work, about the personal life of a director and, yeah. and his work. How do you put yourself in this debate? What do you position yourself?
Well, it's always been there, right? I mean, I've directed Wagner for the opera, and Wagner was a terrible anti-Semite, right? But we still perform his music. And, you know, we watch Leni Riefenstahl's Triumph of the Will, and, you know, that's the piece of Nazi propaganda. So, you know, it's a tough choice. No, you have to at times be able to separate the aesthetics from the person who made it. And I think Leni Riefenstahl is a brilliant filmmaker. I don't agree with what she's glorifying. I think Wagner is a great conductor. I don't agree with what he has said. And, you know, these are just, you know, it's part of the complexity that we deal with as viewers. I'm glad these conversations are happening. They're important conversations. And I don't think you can just say, well, you know, forget about that. It's just the art. No, it should be part of the conversation as well. So it's I'm glad these conversations are... Actually, this film is also very complicated that way, too, because yeah. the character is... She's accusing herself of abusing her position of authority. So in a way, it's a good film to be playing in this dialogue, because she's doing something as part of Me Too. But she's taking a very unusual way of using this moment of Me Too to satisfy her own needs.
Yes. Okay, Atul Mangoyan, director
thank
of
you.
Guest of Honor. Thank you very much
thank
for being
you.
With us today. Pleasure.
Thank you.
This has been an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.